people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Ray Foley Podcast.
Oh, here we go. Here come the details.
A Today FM original podcast.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!
Bonjour et bienvenue.
Shut your nasty little face.
Yeah, I think that's probably for the best, actually. Hello. Bonjour. Wyoming. Is that like Luxembourg or?
I think that was the UK, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Wyoming, douze plan. I'm Ray, there's John Paul.
Bonjour.
Welcome, avec, hang on, what's that?
Bienvenue.
Bienvenue, bonjour, bienvenue. Ah,
the show.
Welcome to our weekend podcast. Ray's here, JP's there.
Hi.
And the email address is jp@todayfm.com. What are you doing this weekend? Oh, by the way, a little reminder for you, download the Today FM app. You can listen to this podcast and you can also listen to podcasts you might actually like.
I mostly don't listen until you do something this, wrong. And then I was like, hasn't it?
So I went for a bite to eat with Karen Koster.
I've heard of her.
My old TV buddy. I absolutely love her. When I was working with Karen last, I was, what was it? We were talking about bitching anyway. And she was talking about me bitching. And I said, she'd be well used to me bitching anyway. I would have always been bitching when... It was the weight. It was the fatness thing. And I said, sure, even when we were working together, she said, like, why did you decide to lose the weight? And I said, well, you know, I've always been sick of it. I've always been talking about it. I finally, it was like a shit or get off the pot moment. I'm just going to sort myself out and do it. So in the last year, I've lost it, blah, blah, blah. She said, you're looking well, blah, blah, blah. I said, sure, I was always meaning to do it. And I finally just got around to doing it. Yeah.
Right.
But even sure, when we were working together, I was always giving out about my weight and saying I'm going to lose it. And she said, no, when we were working together, you were always giving it about your arse. I said, what? Your arse? And I forgot. I had a thing on my arse that was killing me. And me and Karen would work together for like a year, maybe. Yeah, about a year. And every time we met, she's like, how are you? I'm like, oh, my arse is killing me.
So her memory of your relationship is mostly defined by your pained arse.
Ass-based. It's right. Ass-based memories. Do you know what? You can say what you like about Karen Koster.
Yeah.
But she'll always have my ass. Do you want to do a card?
We do a card? Do we have a card? Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on. Getting to know you.
So I've got, what if dating was as simple as getting to know another human being? No games, just this one. We're not really strangers. Or I've got better together, conversation prompts for a deeper, more meaningful relationship. Or I've got talking point couples.
Go with the getting to know you one. The better, the not strangers, whatever that one's called.
I don't think... We've done this one before.
Okay, all right.
You're always veering away from the coupley with the relationship ones.
Yeah, I just don't need romance to be an element in this relationship.
Wild cards.
Ooh.
Oh, this is a wild card. Look through each other's social media. Pick your favorite photo, compare and explain.
Well, I don't have any social media, so what's the point?
There's a photograph on the subject of social media. Oh, there's a bunch of cards here. On the subject of JP's social media, the photograph that JP uses on social media is a photograph that I took of JP. Am I wrong?
No, you're correct, yeah.
I just got a new camera and I was messing about with it. You know, when you get something new and you're like, you're just constantly using it all the time. And then an hour and a half later, you're like, oh, I don't want to touch this ever again.
I know exactly where it was and when it happened.
Go on.
We were working on a breakfast show on a radio station called 98FM. It was after the show. It was approximately 10 o'clock, I'd say.
Exhausted, diseased with tiredness.
Oh my God. So I would go to my desk out in the office and I put my head down in the space between the desk and my keyboard of my computer.
This is how well things were going in work. That he had to put his head on the desk.
I remember it well. I was wearing my grey hoodie. So I put my head on my arms and I drifted off for a few seconds.
This is what it was like. Like, we've just finished broadcasting to the capital city, hopping out of the speakers, and it's like, great, talk to you tomorrow, bye-bye. And he walks out, trudges out of the room and slams his head onto the desk.
I also used
Can't wait to do that tomorrow.
I used to sleep in one of the spare studios. I slept on the floor of one of the spare studios for about 10 minutes because I thought I was going to die from tiredness.
We were not in a good place.
I'm asleep at the desk and you shouted my name. So I looked up and to my right, asleep and
up
annoyed.
Up and to the right. Up and to the right.
Not back and to the left. Up and to the right. The Zapruder film. This is
the Zapruder film of John Paul's social media.
So I looked up and to the right.
Up and to the right.
And I don't think I even saw you take the photograph, but you took the photograph.
Click.
And I'm still annoyed, not even paying attention. And then you said something like,
that's a good photograph.
You might want to see this. I was like, I don't care. I don't like photographs of myself. And then I don't even know that you showed me the photograph.
Or maybe I sent it to you later.
I think you sent it to me later, or you posted it somewhere. And then you said a couple of people got back to you and said, that's an unbelievable photograph. So I was straight on to you and said, come here, give me that photograph.
I'm going to need that photograph.
I'm going to need that yesterday.
That was 25 years ago and it has been on his Tinder ever since. It's incredible. And you know what? That photograph has stood you well.
It was a good investment. The return on investment was good.
Do you remember what the camera was?
No, was it a Sony something?
It was a camera that you got. By the way, you can go and look at JP. If you look up JP Ray Foley on Instagram, he's got a profile account there. By the way, he's such a granddad. JP is such an old man that I said to him, you need to set up the account because just so that people know you exist. And if you want to get in touch with someone on Instagram, you need to have an account that isn't my account. She's like, okay, I'll go and set up an account. And he set up an account that is called something like, you can correct me on this. It's called something like JP Gilburn Ray Foley Show Today FM. That's the name of the account.
I think it's JP underscore Today FM underscore Ray Foley or some order of that. Because I thought to have spaces in your name, you had to put the underscores in it. I don't know. Maybe that is the case.
I don't know.
But anyway, it's come up as that is the title now. So I understand.
And it looks completely, it looks dodgy. So when he does get in touch, like if someone's in the news or he wants to book Catherine Thomas to come in for a chat or whatever, Catherine Thomas gets a DM from JP underscore Today FM underscore Ray Foley Show.
With zero posts. That's not suspicious.
No posts. And the amount of people that have gotten on to me to say, I think this is a scam. You might want to let JP know. And I've had to write back to them and go, no, that's him. I know it's weird, but hey, what are you going to do? So if you're looking up, that's the photo. By the way, that's the account and you can see the photograph. That photo I took with a camera. The reason it was a new camera and I was loving it was because JP had won the Bachelor of the Year award because he was such a little stud. The Bachelor of the Year award. Was it Bachelor of the Year?
It was the Stellar Magazine Bachelor of the Year award, yeah.
Was it Stellar?
I think it was, yeah.
He had won it in a bizarre twist of fate. We'll have to tell that story some other time. JP got nominated for a Bachelor of the Year award and he had just won a prize pack containing a bunch of things like vouchers and bottles.
I think there was an Xbox in there.
What?
I think there was some sort of an Xbox in there as well.
Well, one of the things in there was a newfangled thing of back in the day before phones, we used to have cameras, digital cameras. And this was a digital camera that wasn't a phone. It was a digital camera, but built into it was the Android operating system with Wi-Fi and all. So it was actually everything the phone could do, but it was a camera. It was the other way around, actually. You know the way a phone has camera functionality now? At this time, this was a camera with the phone in it, or like what a phone can do. So you put Android apps on it and stuff. And JP was like, I don't want this. And I said, I want it. And you said, here you go. So, and I paid you for it. And then I was, I think I still have it. Of course I still have it. I have everything in a drawer somewhere.
Tech is your catnip. You can't resist it.
I think I may, because of the built-in Wi-Fi functionality of the camera on the Android, I think I sent it to you there and then.
The future was now. The future was then.
And then they never made... Funny enough, I was looking today at another phone that we had. You could, there was a phone, a PlayStation phone, a collaboration between Sony Ericsson and the PlayStation, Sony people. I don't know, do they call it a PlayStation phone though? Anyway, it was a phone, but it would slide up and underneath there were buttons so you could play. It had a joypad and controllers on it. Not the N-Gage, not to confuse with the N-Gage. We can get into this. Book Jess and let's do tech memories.
Tech nostalgia.
Tech members. JP at todayfm.com. This is a PlayStation phone. I was looking for something similar. And I was Googling it. They don't make anything like that at all anymore either. You know why? Because phones are perfect for playing games on. You don't need a slidey-faced PlayStation phone with buttons.
Good luck to you.
Anyway, great talking point there. Thanks for the cards. I was cycling home the day before yesterday. Cycling home on a bicycle.
That's how that works, yeah.
And I was approaching a green area that has a couple of football pitches. I was going through a park, right? It's one of these cycle paths in a park. And it's kind of a laneway and then it's going to open out onto a green area. And about, I don't know, it's a bit off the path. I don't know, maybe 10 yards in. So off the path towards the green, but not fully out on the middle of the pitch. There's a guy standing there as I'm approaching and I'm a bit away at this stage because, like I said, I'm on the bike, but I can see him off in the distance and he's looking for contact lenses, it looks, or a coin, or maybe dropped his wallet or his phone.
Is he on the ground or is he standing up?
He's standing up.
Yeah.
It's kind of long grass. It's wet and mucky. Not long, but you know, like not knee length, but shin length. And I'm like, what has he lost? And as I'm getting closer to him, I can see he's well dressed. He's like he's a young fella, maybe in his 20s, well turned out, like, you know, natty, sort of looks good. Well, you know, looking good, well turned out, this young fella. And he's like, what is he doing? He's looking for, like, did he lose his keys or his contact lenses? But he's not moving. He's just standing there, hunched over, and he's got his. Then I'm looking. It's like he's holding his hands. Like he's looking down in a weird way and he's holding his hands in this sort of bizarre stance. And then I clock, well, he's brown skinned and I'm like, he's praying. Your man is praying. You don't see that every day.
Was it 5 o'clock?
It was 5 o'clock. Is that a thing?
There you go. Of course it's a thing. Isn't it 5 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm completely ignorant. It was 3 minutes past five. So obviously that was the link. And you know, I never looked up the time relevance, but I looked up to see if he was looking east. Isn't it east?
Yes, you checked a compass on your phone, did you?
No, I didn't. When I got home, I went onto Google Maps to see where he was standing on the pitch and to see which way the pitch broadly was pointing. And it was east. He was looking. So I thought he must have been Muslim and praying. And I thought, sorry for the blasphemy, but I thought, Jesus. But we're very a la carte when it comes to our religion, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
We're just like pick and choose. We do the bits that suit us. First Holy Communion, €320 in the credit union bank account, or more now, you know, €320 my day. But yeah, we'll certainly opt into that. The other elements, Lent, no. Easter eggs, yes, please. Christmas, 100% for the presents. Midnight Mass, I can take it or leave it. There's elements of it that we go for that we don't go for. Whereas no matter what you're at, if you're a Muslim, and I suppose if you're buying into, you know, are there lapsed Muslims as well?
See, there can be. I think there's another word, apostates, is possibly Muslims who've refused their religion or walked away from the religion.
But then is there like, you see, I haven't walked away. I suppose I'm lapsed, but I haven't fully walked away either. I'm still around for funerals and that kind of thing. Like I said, the bits that suit me. And then I was thinking, in the modern age, I'm guessing your man has an app. Does he have an app to go, this is East and it's 5 o'clock and you got to stop what you're doing and do your prayers?
There probably is. It's quite impressive when you see that because I know, speaking for myself, I'm quite wishy-washy on a lot of things.
You are.
So I'll allow myself a lot of latitude and leeway on various different things. I would say, I'll go to the gym, but I might not go to the gym. Or maybe I'll cook myself a healthy dinner tonight, and then maybe I won't. And I don't really hold myself accountable. But when you see somebody who's committed to something, whatever it might be, a lifestyle choice, a religion, whatever it might be, there's something impressive about that, having the commitment to that particular cause.
I'd say the same thing about Christian faith as well, be it Church of Ireland or Catholicism as well, that the people that really commit to, or the Irish language, it's not a faith either, but people that are really committed to something that they truly believe in, I do respect that, even though I do not have the wherewithal or I don't have it in me to commit. Jeez, I can barely commit to my fam. I can't commit to this. I can barely commit to this.
Yeah, that's true.
And then it's Ramadan. So I went down the rabbit hole that I was reading about, and then it links on then to Ramadan. And that only started last weekend. Ramadan started, and of course, of huge significance. And I was saying I was reading that in a couple of years, so the month, the holy month, a full month of fasting, the way it works is that the holy year or the Muslim year is shorter than the regular year, or the, you know, the, what is it, the year on the calendar.
Is ours the Gregorian calendar?
Gregorian,
whatever.
That's the one. But in a couple of years, there's going to be Ramadan twice in the one Gregorian calendar. They're going to have to do it twice.
Oof, that's tough.
That's the one that's going to test your whether or not you lapse or not. What was the word you used?
Sort of you're an apostate or yeah, lapsed or sort of a more...
So it's on now. Let me call my Ramadan guy. Let me call my Muslim guy. He's a doctor?
He's a doctor.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, is that Dr. Umar Al-Kadri?
It is indeed, yes.
Umar, hello there, how are you? My name is Ray Foley, calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, thanks so much for taking the call. I was reading about Ramadan, and I'm a lapsed Catholic, would be my own background. And lapsed, like I say, it's sort of, you know, we go for some things or we'll pick and choose. We'll go a la carte in terms of... apologies for the a la carte mentions. I know you're...
No, that's fine. That's no problem at all.
You're probably fasting. To those of us not familiar with Ramadan, can you fill us in on what it involves and how long it goes on for?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me. Ramadan is a month in which Muslims observe one of the pillars of Islam, which is fasting.
Right.
And in this month, they will be spending the day hours, which is from sunrise all the way to sunset, without eating or without drinking. It is a month where the community will get together every night in the mosque. It is a month in which we spend time with our family and we spend a lot of time in reflection and contemplation. And fasting is an essential aspect of that because it is also about community. And when we say community, it's not just family, but it's also people around us, the whole, mankind, because mankind is facing many challenges. And one of the challenges that mankind has faced from beginning is poverty, is scarcity of food, scarcity and hunger and thirst.
Yeah.
And to be able to feel that and to enable us to be more empathic and have more empathy for those, fasting is a very effective practice. And this is why we fast also. So we become more, people that have more empathy. And subsequently, that results in Muslims spending a lot of charity. So we spend a lot of charity in the month of Ramadan, and charity is an essential aspect of Ramadan. So it's a month of reflection, prayer, contemplation, community, as I said, because
yeah.
The mosques are filled in the evening with worshippers, where men, women, children, everybody gets together. Not only do they have their meals together, but also they then pray together. And, it's a wonderful and a very spiritual kind of experience.
I can imagine. Well, I imagine it is a hardship, and it is a hardship that you are sharing with your contemporaries, that you do it together, and I suppose that hardship you share. I am quite interested in the focus on poverty and I suppose thinking of those that in this day and age there's plenty of food, there's lots of food, there's lots of cheap food, there's lots of easily accessible food. So you experience, I suppose, a hunger that we don't generally experience, at least in the Western world, we don't experience it.
Yes, when we say there is a lot of food and there is a lot of, there is an abundance of food, that the reality is that's only for a very small percentage of the people.
Yeah.
And globally, when you compare this, then there are people, even though there is so much wealth and we have you know, we have had so much progress in the food industry, in terms of research, in terms of development, and in terms of, you know, increasing production and all that. We see that yet the wealth is disproportionately distributed, and which means that people, like the majority, you know, of people, there is at least a huge percentage of people that actually do not, cannot choose what they want to drink and eat. In fact, if they can eat and drink, then itself that would be, that they consider that a great blessing. Yeah. So I think for in Ramadan, that's something that really, you know, personally, I take that I'm only staying away from food, from food and drink for 12 hours to 13 hours a day. And I do that voluntarily. And there are people out there that don't do this voluntarily. They have no choice. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's funny. We were just talking, this is completely unplanned, but last week on our podcast, we were talking about perspective and how do you retain perspective? How do you maintain perspective when the rest of the world is distracting us or bringing us in other directions, or we don't really think and stop and actually assess our own lives or assess the way we're living our lives or how things are going or how good we actually have it compared to other people? And I suppose in a month like this, when you don't eat for 12 or 13 hours, it does make you think of those less fortunate than yourselves. When you say it's absolutely, like 12, when it's 12 or 13 hours, does that include like, could you have a drink of water? No, you have absolutely nothing. Is that right?
No, absolutely nothing. So that, you know, you can't even have a sip of water. It is just no food, no drink, nothing at all. And you're absolutely right that this is actually so effective, because in terms of understanding and reflecting that, you know, we don't stand still normally at how blessed we are and how, you know, how well we're doing. You know, even though we always look at those that are doing better than us, we should actually be looking at those that are less off better than us and try to then, you know, compare ourselves with them rather than compare ourselves with those that are more, you know, in a better position than us. And when we actually realize that there are people in the world that would wish, they were in the position that we are in, then we realize, oh, we're actually very, very blessed. And that creates in us not only that we are becoming more grateful and thankful, but also that we try to do more charity work. We try to help other people more. And this could mean, like, you know, just helping people, you know, running the super run, for example, in towns and cities, or helping any charity, donating, even if it's a little, but donating, doing something out there rather than just, you know, being selfish, becoming selfless, basically. That's what Ramadan is all about, to think about others, not just yourself.
Right. Well, obviously it wouldn't suit me at all, because I think about myself constantly. And if I was in this this position that you find yourself in, or that you've, of course, chosen to put yourself in, what workarounds or clever sort of methods do you employ to make it work for you? Like, if it was, well, one thing I guess is, you say it's daylight hours. It must be a blessing to be in such a dark country as Ireland, where the sun doesn't come up till nearly 11 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it's actually dawn till sunset. So when it's winter, you're absolutely right. You're very happy, and you know, it's lovely that our day, you know, is really like 10, 11 hours. And in December, let's say even Ramadan is in December, you're fasting from 7 o'clock in the morning till about 4:30.
Okay, because it can move. It could be in the middle of summer as well.
It can move, exactly. And when it's in the summer, oh my God, I'll tell you, it's not easy. 20 hours. I remember we were fasting from 3 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. So we only had a window of 5 hours to eat food.
That takes some
commitment.
You can
imagine how challenging that was.
Wow. And then, like, would you then, I guess you'd get up before the sun comes up to get a little bit into you, would you, beforehand? So then that'll get
absolutely,
you through the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, this is an essential practice in Ramadan. So people wake up before the dawn, before they have to start fasting, and they'll eat something, you know. I mean, obviously, at that time, it's not easy. You can't have a 7-course meal, but, you know, you'll have something light. You'll have, you know, make sure you get hydrated, you drink water. Yeah. And in terms of how do we cope with it, like, I mean, you get used to it. Like, I have just literally now come off the plane from Vienna. I was there for a conference, and in the plane next to me there were two ladies, and they were having their food, they were having lunch and all that, and really I didn't feel it. And it's just because you get used to it, you know. It's kind of, you know, you get used to it, so it's not hard to be very fair and honest. But unless you're a child, no, but I must say that children are exempted from fasting. And
I was just going to say, yeah, not everyone. It's fairly reasonable. Like, if you're ill, you don't need to do it. Is that right? And
if you have any condition, any health issue that prevents you from fasting, because that will increase your health condition, increase the illness. You are exempted. People, for example, that are diabetic, they are exempted. Women are exempted when they're feeding children, when they are breastfeeding. Women are exempted when they're pregnant, when they're menstruating. Children are exempted. The elderly are exempted. So, you know, so only adults that are strong and physically able. And also, by the way, I happen to, as I said, I just traveled from Vienna. I was not obliged to fast because I was a traveler. So if you're a traveler, okay, you don't have to fast. Now, I did choose to fast, but that's a different thing. You can still choose to fast, but it's not an obligation. So it was perfectly fine if I didn't fast today.
Well, in that case, I'd be on a plane or a train or a bus for the entire month.
On the bike.
I'd be constantly on the go with my packed lunch. I'm just out of interest, because we have this, well, I'm sure you're aware, that there's the lapsed Catholic or the a la carte Catholics. Is there an a la carte or a certain law? Yeah, I'll do the, or I'm a Muslim and I'll do Ramadan, but maybe other elements I won't. Would you have that?
Well, I would say for children, like when you have small children, they want to be part of it. They want to, they want to fast. And obviously, as parents, you don't want your children to fast until they reach the age where they're, you know, strong enough. So they may fast until like 12 o'clock in the morning, you know, until lunchtime.
Okay.
But otherwise, in terms of a la carte, in Ramadan, we don't have that. But having said that, like I have a lot of respect for Catholics and for people of the faith that will still fast one way or another. You know, even if it means that you're staying away from you know, some sugar, I think it's something. It's at least some kind of willingness and some kind of determination, and it's a good beginning, you know. When we look at the Christian Bible, when you look at the Bible, we look at how Christianity was, you know, it started with abstaining from certain foods. Now we have made it quite easy, but even then there are people that wouldn't do anything at all. So people that actually recognize Lent, the significance of it, I have huge, respect for them.
Yeah, well, I suppose, we of course do have Lent, and even those of us that don't necessarily practice or go to Mass on a Sunday, that we might do Lent as an opportunity like that to abstain or to reset or reflect or to just give up the cigarettes and save a few bob. And we do your Ramadan is 30 days. We do is it 40 days and 40 nights. It's not a competition, but I'm just saying we do the extra 10 days. Listen, sir, it's fascinating and a lovely insight, and certainly something to think about in terms of thinking about how to reflect and stop and slow down and think of those less fortunate than ourselves. It's been lovely talking to you. Thanks so much for taking the call. And I didn't realize you were just getting off a plane, so I really appreciate your time, sir.
No, from you. Very welcome.
Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, his website, IMPIC, that's the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council, is online. Thank you very much, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye. And that's it. Smash the subscribe button, or you just click on it. It's entirely up to yourself.
No, smash it.
Smash it. Email JP at todayfm.com. You can find me on the Insta at Ray Foley Insta, or follow Today FM on there. And we'll talk to you Monday afternoon from 2 p.m. Adios.
Uh-oh. Ray Foley.
Oh, here we go. Here come the details.
Weekday afternoons from 2 on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.